Did you hear about what happened at Collingwood training?
Don't think so.
It's a damn shame. So yesterday at Collingwood training, the boys were out training and some of the forward line boys, when they were doing some forward entry drills, were like, oh, what's this? It's like white powder on the field. What's all this stuff here? And then Flyer came over and said, boys, training's off. Like, this is obviously serious. There's white powder on the ground. We don't know what they could be. They could be anything, white powder. So Flyer calls the boys in. Then they called the federal police. Federal police came, looked at the white powder. And I said, boys, that's just the bloody goal line. You guys haven't seen one of these in weeks. Got him. Got him. Whoop, 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 whoop. Start with a zing. Absolutely right. Absolutely nailed him.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Dan Does Footy Podcast. Dan Does Footy Podcast. You can find more of Dan Does Footy on the website, Spotify, YouTube, and social media. Lids off. See ya.
And I was like, where are they? Kick him harder. Kick him all harder. Punch him in the face. A bloody horizontally challenge, if you get what I mean. Boner. Oh, tough crowd today. Should we say this is the line? If you don't hear the next bit, it's over the line? Okay, so if you don't hear the next bit, I've got over the line. Who's just walked past Punt Nudge?
It dips in.
Round two of football is here, and again, if you thought we were bubbling away last week, we're bubbling away even more this week. The F1s are in town. Everything's happening here. I can hear fucking from my house. It's doing my fucking head in already. At 6 a.m., it's a good problem to have. Ollie's back here. Ollie, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm feeling the same issue you have. That's why I've started to get into Formula E. Do you know much about that? It's the...
Why do you have to do the weirdest? Like, why can't something just be normal? What is Formula E?
Formula... Mate, you're already complaining about the Formula One. So Formula E is just eco-friendly cars. Formula...
Are you actually?
No, they don't make a noise.
Electric this F1
won't,
cars.
Yeah, this won't work if you're listening to the podcast, but if you're watching it, you'll get it, right? When you're watching Formula E, this is what it sounds like.
I like that. I see what you did there. That's very
see?
Good.
Doesn't make a noise, boy.
Speaking of e-cars, I think I want a Tesla.
No, I don't think you do.
I think I do. I've seen them. I liked them. I got an Uber in one.
Okay.
And very futuristic.
Would you get a Cybertruck? Have you seen them? The Tesla Cybertrucks?
They look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I want a Tesla. I don't know. I need to go test drive one. There's no dash on it. It's literally just steering wheel. Then you have the iPad in the middle.
It's a steering wheel and
iPad. It's huge. It's huge. But as I said, the F1s are near my house. And I love at the moment the town. There's a lot happening in Melbourne here. I know we have a lot of listeners around Australia, but in Melbourne particularly, it's going off here. There's traffic everywhere. You can't move. The track is so loud for anyone who hasn't been to it. As I said, I can hear it from my house, and it's just I'm finding as I get older, just little things are starting to annoy me. Like the slightest inconvenience will set me off to just go and just snowball into a rolling rage. So here are some things that have annoyed me this week.
Okay, hit me.
And I want to know if you have any as well.
Okay.
When you get sushi, I got three soy sauces for four sushi rolls.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Mate, eating that sushi roll, the last one was just like eating drywall. Yeah. So that was the first thing. Started watching TV, Netflix with Anna. She starts playing a TikTok loud as shit as I'm watching the movie. Set me off. Annoying as shit. The last one, maybe it's my fridge or maybe it's everyone else's fridge, but when I shut the freezer door and it doesn't fucking open straight away when I forget to put something in and then the ice creams on the bench, the magnums, the almond magnums melt, because I forgot about them, does my head in. Does your freezer do that?
Yeah, I guess it does. Sorry, I'm just concentrating more on the almond magnums.
You don't want almond magnum?
No, it's very posh.
Oh, mate, it's almond magnum. Yeah. What are you eating then? What are you eating?
We're currently on the Zupa Dupas.
Oh, wow. It has been hot here, so I can get that. Lots is happening in the AFL world. The biggest thing that's happened this week is Tassie have a team. Officially have a team. They don't have a stadium yet.
Yep.
They don't have any players.
Don't need one. Don't need them.
Probably need players and a stadium, so definitely do it in that. They have a license to get one. The funniest thing is that they call the Tassie Devils, which mm-hmm. we said in our second or first episode, we called everything about the Tassie Devils. The funniest thing is Warner Brothers having no idea what a Tassie Devil was. And the AFL had to go to them and explain that the Tassie Devil, the devil, the character you created at Warner Brothers, was actually ripped from our native animal being a Tasmanian devil. And then they went, oh, okay, no worries. Here's a licensing agreement to call the team whatever you want. Here's an agreement to go and sell merchandise with the devils on it. How cooked is that?
It's the most American thing I reckon I've heard in a long time. It's just to be a fly on that wall where – you know, you've got someone going, look, I understand where you're coming from a licensing standpoint, but you need to understand that this is a real thing. This has been around for years.
These devils, they exist.
So, like, what did they think they were as well? So they just come to work at Warner Brothers and think, geez, whoever came up with that idea to create a Tasmanian devil, whatever the hell that is.
So smart.
Yeah.
Some smart guys going around. Well, they've done well at the Devils. They've hit 100,000 members at $10 a pop. Genius marketing through the roof. Their Instagram and their X and the images of 20K members, 40K members, 75K members. Last night, 100K members. We've made $1 million. Unbelievable. And this Tassie thing feels, you and I just said, feels a lot better than the Giants and the Suns did. The expansion clubs when they first came into the scene.
I genuinely believe, with all due respect to the naysayers, it's a bit of a slap in the face. Because I'm from Tasmania and it makes me so proud. And every time you've had a beer with someone who goes, why the fuck would you want to go down there and play? Why would they need a team? There's only, you know, 500,000 people in that state. I'm like, yes, but every single one of those 500,000 people will be a fan. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, full credit Tassie in 48 hours. And we're guessing that the count's still going up, the counter. 100,000. So we worked this out before. In 48 hours, the Tasmanian Devils have become the biggest club in Australia. They've passed Collingwood. They've passed West Coast. Congratulations, Tasmania.
Well done.
Well done. 100,000 plus members. You've done so well. You're now the biggest club in the land. It took Collingwood, founded in 1892, 132 years to get over 100,000 members, 106,000 members. You've done it in 48 hours, Tassie. Congrats.
I'm so into it. And you know, all I've been thinking about, I'm so excited for this. You know, say if you're at Adelaide Oval and the Crows kick a goal on the big screen, you get the Crow going, and then Richmond score a goal. Oh, mate, you wait for the devil.
Oh, what noise does the devil
it's
make?
It's sort of like a...
Is that it? Wow. Are they still extinct? Were they in danger of being extinct, the devil?
No, they're all right. They are very prone to facial cancer.
Chlamydia.
And facial cancer.
Are they actually facial cancer?
Yeah, they keep giving it to each other. So that is what is endangering them, but they're very much protected in Tassie. So
they're just passing around facial cancer and the clap.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to get one on the show to, you know, defend themselves.
I would love to give one of the devils the clap.
Yeah.
I mean... Now we've got the Devils and the Demons in the same league. I'm confused.
The Hell Clash.
Demonic. Oh, see you in hell. Oh,
yes.
The promo. See you in fucking hell. Devils versus Demons. Lucifer. Only Lucifer can judge you. That's the promo I want to see. And then fire everywhere and the Devils and the Demons. And
we just love a promo. Don't like.
We love one.
That.
Yeah.
That first big build up for that game will be
unreal. Bigger club than Melbourne. The Devils already.
Ah.
Big club. What do you think of the colours? Green, yellow, red.
I thought they were going to introduce black with the green because
we
that was the VFL green and black. But in terms of, it kind of makes sense. They're the Tassie state colours. So it all makes a lot of sense. Quite liked how it isn't just yellow, green, red. Like they've all got very specific names, which I quite like. And they said in the announcement as well, this is where sport meets art. And I reckon that is Tassie down to a T.
Because you guys are quite arty in Tassie, aren't you?
Oh, mate.
Very arty. There's a lot of things that you can do down there. We will talk about what is to do in Tassie because we're going to pitch to some 18 and 26-year-olds soon. But the logo was the devil. I thought the devil could have been a bit more mean and vicious and a bit of fucking venom in it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have seen that. The jumper was – now, everyone's getting confused. The jumper, guys, is only – what you saw was the iron with the T in the middle. That's just a jumper they'll use – a couple times a year. They're still working on the actual jumper that they'll play in often.
Yep.
There's no stadium yet at all.
Sure.
So they have to have, we have to have the election. Mm-hmm. It's a state election that they're waiting for.
Yep.
So the state election, whoever gets obviously put into office will make a decision on budgets, work with the AFL, work out a stadium. I'm thinking if the Suns was 30,000, Giant Stadium was already there and existing. What are we thinking realistically for a Tassie stadium? They've got 100,000 members. So they've got to fit 100,000 Devils in there.
Realistically, you got to have 120,000 seek. You know, look, I think 25 feels fine. And what the only real request I think that most Tasmanians would make that are sort of on the edge or you know, maybe not even into football is that it needs to be able to hold bigger events. So like say when Taylor Swift came. You know, there's no way in a million years you'd think about going to Tassie, but if there's a stadium that can support, you know, so it'd be financially like worth it. Like Jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jet or like, who else is there? Wolf Mother.
Yeah. The Wolf Brothers.
Yeah.
If you've heard of them Wolf as Brothers. Well.
Yeah. And they're going to need, I mean, you can, because the good thing about Tassie is where they do their you know, at the games where you see how many people are at the game attendance and they count the heads.
Here we go. Here we go.
If you have a 100,000 seat stadium, you're
going to
have 200,000 heads.
You're actually so much better than that.
Sorry, that was low hanging fruit. I won't make any more jokes about Tassie starting from now, but it was just, I just had to swing for the fences on that one.
Okay.
No, it is good.
That's all right. Well, remember that we're going to Adelaide for Gather Round, so I've got plenty of your hometown.
A city of churches. Just
right up the sleeve.
A city of churches, mate. Must I repent for all the things I did there? I used to put chocolate condoms on my dick. I meant to say before that, did you ever used to do stuff as a kid and then you think back now like, why would I do that?
Yeah. Do you take much time to think about things before?
Not really. Stuff just kind of comes out. Like that fucking had no relevance to anything. I had a monologue in my head before I just said the chocolate condoms thing.
Well, go on, tell us.
Sounds fucking weird, doesn't it? What I was going to say is, do you ever think about things you did as a kid back home, and then you look back and you're like, why would I ever have done that? Like last night, I wake up at 3 a.m. As you know, I wake up pretty often early in the morning and think about things that happened to me in the past. And the reference back to the chocolate condoms was that I remember when I was a young kid, like 18, 19.
Sad.
Buying like a pack of 10 condoms from Coles and going down and being like, okay, let's see how these things work. And that was the only reason why I was like, hey, do you ever think about what you did as a kid and how weird that was?
So you just put them on and go, okay, cool, that makes sense.
Was just trying things, mate. Was just seeing how it works. Tasted it as well for a little bit to see if it actually tastes like chocolate. Can confirm it did. This is so fucking weird. Leave it in. I don't care. That's the way we roll here. Let's recruit for the Devils, okay? The big thing I want to know is, with the Gold Coast and Sydney to a point, I mean, they went to Western Sydney. Now they're back in actual Sydney, sort of. But to the Gold Coast, as an 18 to 26-year-old, you go, okay, beaches, lifestyle, meter maids, hog's breath. As the Giants, you go, Sydney, cool town, weather's good. Tassie, what have we got? I came up with a few things. And then you being from Tassie, I want your honest feedback.
Yep.
But I've got the prices of housing is probably a big plus for someone who wants to get into the housing market. No traffic. Cascade Brewery. And the Spirit of Tassie. Just doing rides on that thing. So what? I mean, where are the boys going to celebrate after a game? Because there's no electric. There's no drink cards, a tramp or electric. There's no.
Oh, you'd be surprised. They could go to the Obar down in Salamanca. That'd go off.
Salamanca.
You'd go down to Salamanca for your party for sure.
Oh yeah.
You go to Preacher's where they've got a bus in the backyard.
Any strip joints down there?
There is one men's gallery.
Oh, look out.
And it's next to the movies. So you tell me.
Actually?
Perfect little night for someone.
Fucking oh, yeah. Watch a movie into some titties.
Look, I love the state of Tasmania, but I will be honest that, look, when they will play games up in Launceston, it will be more of a subdued after party, admittedly.
Really?
But in Hobart, I think you're spot on. Cascade Brewery, oldest in operation brewery in Australia. You've got the oldest casino in Australia down there at Rest Point.
Yep. When they serve moonshine.
Yeah, correct. Through a wall. Look, if you're into surfing, but like serious surfing, Like none of this kind of Gold Coast, like look at me, I've got a surfboard.
Count
like
me you, in.
Like you've got to know how to do it.
Body surf?
Yeah, if you want,
I'm,
sure.
I'm mad into body surfing.
Walks up the mountain. Mona? Yeah.
Moaning? Rooting?
Yeah, if you want. So I'm not telling you what to do, but.
Sign me up. They got a heap. So the expansion team's got a heap of first round picks when they first started. They also got to, I mean, with those first round picks, they did suck for 3 years. So the AFL now, I don't know if you've seen this, the AFL said, we're not going to let Tassie suck for 3 years. They have to be competitive straight away. So the AFL have given them and greenlit $1 million for the Devils to use as sign-on bonuses for the players. Can be outside the salary cap, and the Devils can use it however they want. Say their targets are Rao, Kobe McKercher, whoever this list is, Sam DeConning. I don't know who they're going to go after, but they're going to go after someone who's 23 now, 22 now, and go and hand out these sign-ons. These sign-ons could be $250K a pop on top of a big multi-year contract on Bitcoin. That's massive.
It's huge. I mean, we don't need it anymore because obviously we've just got $1 million in 48 hours, so that's fine.
True.
You know, like it's just pocket money for
Tassie.
What are
you going to do with that?
Well,
Going to sell them anchor?
Yeah, go to Salamanca, I would have thought.
Movies into a stripper?
Go to the gallery.
That's a lot of money to give you guys.
Look, I think it's a genius idea. And look, to be honest, we think about what you can do down there, but I think when you talk about, when you said Matt Rail, someone like him, I reckon would be way more interested in a Tassie than the Gold Coast because it feels like I just get this sense that the Tassie team is going to be business. It's going to be like
business trips.
Let's get down here.
Wow.
And win. Like now.
Aggressive business.
We're socks up, black boots.
Yeah, we are business. We're like, farmers.
We're farmers. We'll go to the market on a Saturday morning, but that's about
business.
It.
And we don't party here.
No.
Good grass there for Rowley as well.
Great grass.
He can just graze with all the other cows in there across the pasture.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think Tassie coming in and being business. When they got that much coin to spend, that's a big plus straight away.
Yeah.
I do have, you know how Folau and Carmichael Hunt went to the Suns because they code poached these marquee players. I have heard, and this is Dan's desk, come across my desk, a big rumor on who they're going to go after the Tassie Devils straight away.
Hit me.
Code poaching again. Cricket. Tassies love their cricket. Who's in cricket? The Tassie Devils are making a play for Ricky Ponting.
Not Booney. I would have thought you'd get David Boone in.
Ricky Ponting is going to don the devil. He's going to have some real devil in him. Well done, Tassie. Well, I mean, again, I know we went on for that a little bit, but just a great effort. I'm excited about Tassie. Did you sign up?
Yeah, of course I did.
What number were you?
Don't know what number, but I also, just so you know, I didn't just get the $10 package. I got the $15 package, so I
got
all four stickers.
Wow.
That's all.
That's pretty cool. I bought a pack as well.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll put some stickers
we'll
up on the...
We'll put some stickers up here.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the Devils to bring in to town. Our taps were dead last week, and we brought it back. I tell you what else I want to bring back this week. I want to bring back a coach just losing his shit. I haven't seen a genuine meltdown from a coach in a long time. A long time. The last one I think I can vividly remember is Stewie Jew on that Amazon program when he said, boys, fucking what are we doing here? Something like that.
Show me a bit of fight.
Show me a bit of fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the last one I remember as a genuine melt.
What constitutes a meltdown, do you think? Is it? I feel like for me, there has to be some sort of damage. So whether it's a phone, obviously Clarko punching through the wall, that kind of thing.
A throwing of object is always big for a melt. Mm-hmm. And that just shows the boys that this guy is serious. He's really pissed off. I think I need to see a melt. We need to bring melts back. Yep. I think maybe Fly brings a melt back if they don't do it this week.
I actually can't picture him having one. So he would be perfect.
Can
you? He's so cool, calm, collected.
He's very cool, calm, collected. But I want to see, I think it's time, the RTAP's back. That is very much back. Now it's time to bring back a general melt. So keep your eyes out for any meltdowns this week during the round of footy. James Sicily got off. I don't want to say you're welcome, but you kind of are welcome as well. You know what happened? Sportsbet, they called Sportsbet, they called me, and we got the lawyer in town.
At Carlton Lawyers and Sons.
Oh, sorry, Elliot. I'm sorry about this.
At Carlton Lawyers and Sons, if you do the crime, you won't do the time. That's right, no matter what you allegedly did on field, you'll be playing next week. Guaranteed. Whatever the report or suspension, we'll find a loophole to magically get you off. From shirt fronts, pressure points, eye gouges, sleeper holds, even this. It never happened. Yep, we've got a 100% success rate.
Carlton Lawyers and Sons. We're the legal team that never lets you down.
We didn't let him down either. We didn't let the Hawks down at all. Got off. Should have got off as well. That was never going to be a week. If we're being serious here, Robbo on 360 went off and he said this. That's
well said. Well said.
He did say that. He said there's no defense in being a kick. Rah rah. He said some other stuff about who the hell do you think you are, Robbo? He was never ever going to get a week. If we're being really serious, it was a kick. It was an action. It was a knee jerk. He lifted McGrath. Play on. We said let the boys play. I'm glad Sicily is playing. I do think the Bombers should have challenged Redmond. Mm-hmm. Redmond should have looked at that and said, okay, if Sicily's getting off for lifting a bloke and then booting him in the air, then maybe we have a case to answer as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have a defence.
I think there just needs to be more commentary around how petty a kick is. Like, I think it's a really petty thing to do when I see a grown man just sort of fling out a little bit of a kick, you know? Well, like, I don't feel it's dangerous, but it's just a bit like...
It's like a trip when someone goes for a trip. Yeah. You know when someone's trying to tackle someone, they put the leg out?
Yeah.
The same action.
It's petty.
I don't like it, but is it really, we're going to let someone miss a week for it? Unfortunate news out of West Coast going into the round. The injury curse is real. Oscar Allen is going to miss 2 months with bone stress issues in his right knee. That's okay because at least he'll be back for the granny. You know, it gives him enough time and the Eagles to rest up and get back for the granny. They need to get him on this Toradol thing. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Toradol.
No, hit me.
Back in the day, I don't know if they still use it. It might be illegal because it was pretty wild. There was a painkiller. I think it was the highest. It was the biggest painkiller legally they can give you without going into like a SADA zone. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you juicing these boys up with? Mm-hmm. And you get it injected into your ass. So I, for instance, when I played my only four games for Carlton, was on Toradol that whole month. I played four in a row and took Toradol every game. My hip was cooked. We were on Marvel. Marvel is on top of a car park. It is so hard. Like when I tell you people, it's literally like go and play on the road and have a feel for that. And that's what Marvel's like. It's horrible. So I had this hip issue. I couldn't get out of second gear and I just needed to play because Andrew Phillips was down and Matty Cruiser were down as well. So it was literally between me and an American guy who couldn't even kick the footy yet. It wasn't Mason. So they said, listen, we know you hurt your hip in the twos, but we need you to play this week. I said, I can't even train at all. So they're like, we have this drug. If you can get yourself up and mobile at least, then we'll give you the Toradol injection. And when you get it, you're instantly going to feel better straight away. Sure enough, first game, you get this Toradol injection, your bum. The hip that I literally could not train on all week, I was running around the warm-up, sprinting, jumping off it. It was unbelievable.
This is instant.
Instant pain relief.
Yeah, right.
Into you. Pretty sure they injected your ass from memory. But the side effect is that your gut, maybe 3 hours after the game, it's like you've swallowed a razor blade and you shit out blood. You're hunched over. You can't eat anything. I think the boys still get that stuff. So give them a Toradol, I say. It was horrible. I took that for 4 weeks in a row. Terrible. Terrible. Just a pink cushion.
Supposedly, that's a normal reaction, they reckon?
Every other player that was on Toradol that I know had the same reaction. Hunched over after the game, blood coming out their anus, like really, really bad. Headaches, nausea, like really bad.
Can I just say, this feels like it's going back in time a little bit, but it does remind me of the whole Essendon situation where you go like, a young kid would just be saying yes. Like you just said yes. Like, sure, okay, like.
Mate, I said yes to every injection I ever got. My last game was for the Northern Blues against Box Hill out at Box Hill. I think we're on the cuff of making finals and the team was like, oh, let's just play. We need a tool. Let's play. So I went and got these. My Achilles was bad at the time. I went and got these injections in my Achilles, which I think it was a local, maybe it was something else. And during the warm-up, I got it an hour before the game, straight from the doctor's office, changed into the warm-up, see how it goes. My ankle was dragging. I could not put any movement in it. So when you're in the system, you just say yes to anything.
Yeah, you just...
Anything. Whatever that is, I'll take it.
Yep.
I'll get it. So, I mean, I don't know if West Coast were doing the same thing. I mean, Essendon were doing the same thing, but we know how that played out. But things aren't going well at West Coast at all. I don't know if they're going to do reviews this year. I remember a bit like the Suns. It's reminding me of the Suns a little bit. We didn't do reviews for some games.
Really? Just not worth it.
Bluey would say, fellas, let's not even look at the game this week. Let's move on and do some hands and then get into a week of training, which I don't hate. The round preview this week. Last week, I went 7 out of 9 on the tips. How did you go, honestly, again?
I got 5 wrong.
You got 5 wrong last week?
Yeah, I didn't do well.
Wow.
Looking at it now. Yeah.
Wow, 2 teams have the bye. 1 team's going to love that they have the bye. 1 team is going to be flat as hell they got the bye. Brisbane, thank God, they need a breather. They're on the ropes bad there. They need this bye. They're probably the only team at the moment who could say byes are good. Tick, yep. Tick, tick. Carlton, you think they would have liked a bit of momentum. They're very lucky that North are the next game, Good Friday, so they can, you know, you'd think they win that. But if they're playing a Sydney after this bye, you'd go, well, the bye sucks.
Yeah.
Because we would like the momentum to keep going. Sick.
Bit of Toradol.
Because the fucking footy, forgot to mention, the footy that I ate, I don't think it's actually passed down from my esophagus and phlegm has built up inside my chest. So now I've got a phlegmy cough.
The fact that Sharon's official page commented saying, not even we would recommend doing that.
That's just, it's just a love. Sharon and I love each other. I eat their footies and they, if they want to send us some more footies, that would be good. I can see 2 next to me with sponsors on them, which we probably won't eat for the sponsor's sake, but we'd love more footies here.
Absolutely. And can I just say, people picked up on this fact that very underrated that it was a clearly heavily used footy that you ate.
Yeah, I stole
which,
it.
Which, oh.
Mm, I stole it from Carlton.
Oh, good. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
On my last day there. I took my boots and I said, where are some footies? Let's take these at 119 a pop.
So it's like an actor leaving, you know, a set for the last time.
It was a sacrifice, mate. Yep. It was a sacrifice.
Love it.
Thursday night at the MCG, last year's premiers, who have the world's biggest hangover, look for their first win against the St Kilda team, who are quick. They're going to swing for the fences here and give Collingwood perhaps their 3rd loss on the trot. Quick fact. No team this century has gone on to win the premiership after losing the first 2 games of the season. So history says your season, your chances of winning a flag again, going back-to-back Collingwood, sayonara. They're done. They are done. Sportsbet still likes the Pies as favourites and are giving Max King, Rowan Marshall, Jack Steele 8.5 of the line, which is huge to give a team that's 0-2 and didn't look like competing last week.
Yeah.
Nick Dacos, 50th game. It is so funny. Where's this? The Saints choosing violence in their tweet. Nice list. Cal Toomey ranked 49 of Nick Dacos' games ahead of his milestone. And St Kilda replied on X saying, here's a list of things we'd rather do ahead of Spud's game on Thursday night. Watch the grass grow, the G grass grow for 49 minutes. Be excluded from opening round for the next 49 years. Get cleaned up by G-Train 49 times. Listen to 49 of Kane Corns' opinions. Very well played. These social media teams are getting very clever.
They got to really step up to what's going on out west.
That's
there.
Good. Yeah, a bit of fire in them. Nick Dacos, best 50 games anyone's ever seen. I think it's a great 50. Gone quickly.
I was going to say, but it just feels scary. Number scary. 50, like, oh my God.
50 normally in what we say as in a sanctum, as players, you say you're 50 are normally just 50 games that you cut your teeth and work out what you can do, what you can't do, what your limitations are, where you're on the team. Nick Dacos has said, hey, I'm the best player in this league in the first 50 games of my career, which is unheard of. 3rd game of the season, back-to-back-to-back prime games have not won a game yet. This is the last game for the Pies to show me that those last 2 games weren't hiccups.
Mm.
If let's just say they weren't hiccups, and if they lose this game, then maybe the expectation of going back to back was just too big for them this year and they can't deal with it.
What do we learn about their makeup and their DNA based off last year then? So if they go 0-3, I don't want to say that last year was a fluke by any means, but do we get the real sense then they're actually running on fumes and it's just some of those games where they came from behind, it was just the right day, the right conditions, the right...
My opinion was I think that if they lose this game, you can honestly point it back to and say this team got hot at the right time.
Yep.
They couldn't be stopped. It was runaway train. It had had Lions when they won the flag, Dogs when they won the flag,
yep,
of just getting hot at the right time and they keep ticking them off. Got a home final, got a week off, then another game into the grand final always helps. Maybe we say last year they were just hot at the right time.
Yep, it was their time.
It was their time. They got hot and then they let the rest be history. It feels a lot already. Like Damage Control CEO Craig Kelly came out and said there's a few things going on. That's why this thing isn't working at the moment. Played good teams in the Giants in Sydney, which is a pretty good argument.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Murphy missing down back, so they can't be as attacking as they'd like. Brendan Bolton and Justin Lepich are fighting, which has been murmuring for a long, long time. They're not getting along at all. If Fly isn't walking around the rooms with an axe and just sharpening it to get the boys nervous this week, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
But get in the trenches this week, Collingwood boys. Get in the trenches and show us what you got. Get your arms around each other and say, you know what? It's us versus the world. Mm-hmm. We're going to come out Thursday night footy again. You're on the big stage. Everyone's watching again. If they weren't watching round one, opening round, fucking whatever that was called, round one and this, show us what you got.
How good is that sentence that Brendan Bolton and Justin Lepich are fighting? It sounds so petty.
Petty, but they are.
It's sort of real, you know, beside the lockers at school.
I know. Yeah.
Hey, did you hear what Brendan Bolton said?
Apparently it's like that. They don't like it. They're not getting along at all. I've heard that murmurings from the sources a lot. Saints are getting some soldiers back. They were banged up last week. They walk into GMHBA Stadium and almost stole it with severely undermanned Jack Sinclair, your boy, is back. You're the Saints man here. Tell us what's going to happen here. Is he going to make that big of a difference off halfback?
Yeah, 100%. He is not only a disposal machine, but his kicking ability, it's what we wanted Jack Billings to be really in that sense. Like his delivery of the ball is second to none. He seemingly just doesn't have a tank that dries out. It's incredible. And his maturity, I've never seen him do anything silly. He's an All-Australian
guy.
Like, I love him. He's
stud.
Great.
Stud.
And he's chopped his mullet off.
Has he got rid of it?
Business time.
That's a business cut. Real performance cut. You know what I fucking love? I love a few things. You know I love when players have fucking venom in them.
Yep.
I love when primetime games, people get performance cuts and it's fresh. I love that. There's nothing like a performance cut. Look good, feel good, play good. Rowan Marshall is a stud. He's been good for the last 3 years, I want to say. Mm-hmm. If you've been living under a rock and you haven't seen Wanganeen Malira play, open your eyes and watch him light this up. He's lightning quick. Jack still looks dialed in. And based on all that, I don't think Colin can fix what's going on there in less than a week.
Yeah.
I think the Saints get him.
Yeah, I do too. I think that the stage is big. You know, whenever St Kilda get the chance to have a home game at the MCG as well, we saw last year for their 150th against Essendon. It's a big occasion for not only the players but the fans as well. Like, we just don't get that opportunity to have those big games, home game at the G.
Yeah.
I love the Saints in this one.
And if you don't think Ross Lyon is winding the boys up saying, guys, this is a wounded fucking magpie there.
Yeah.
Go and finish it off. Then you got rocks in your head because he would be just winding him up, just jerking him off saying, boys, let's go here. I don't know if he'd be jerking him off.
That's one way to get him ready to go.
He'd be winding him up saying, let's go here. Friday night footy, back in the city of churches. Take me to church, I worship like a god in your life. The fans will be praying to God the boys get a good sleep in their own beds, enjoy a nice meal of nachos in the Crazy Horse, your establishment, before rolling into the fortress that is the Adelaide Oval. The Cats travel to Adelaide, but they're doing a few things here. Dempsey won a rising star. I do not look like him. Please stop fucking tagging me in that post.
Do you reckon it's the nose?
I mean, a little bit. It's very nose-centric, the comparisons.
Yeah.
Jeremy Cameron has a license to do whatever he wants. Sportsbet have Adelaide favoured by 2 goals and giving the Cats plus 12.5, which I think is generous to Geelong.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I know they won last week,
but
I think they're just going here. St Kilda went down there and, as I said, had no one, didn't have a freshly trimmed Sinclair and almost stole it. There's a big – in primetime games, you need big primetime players, and I feel like this potentially could be a lull in the primetime game, but I want a Rankin to explode. I want a Joshua Shelley to explode for me, because that's when you put eyeballs on.
Absolutely.
We need someone in this game. I'm trying to think around the field who is going to be the big explosive player, and it's probably those two.
Well, let's just hope we've got a certain Texas Ranger.
He'll be back. Danger rolls back to Adelaide. The Prince of Adelaide rolls back for a business trip.
Can I just say, that reminds me, I watched bizarrely on the way here today, I watched his final game for the Crows was against Geelong. And he had to take a kick after the siren, and everyone was clapping. I had totally forgotten about
that. Was that in Adelaide or in Geelong?
I think it was in Geelong, because it was very much like,
come home.
Have a look.
I wonder if he'll get booed. Will he pass the booing, or the reckon we still booing?
I reckon they still boo him.
They are, Adelaide, keep booing him. There's no rain on Friday night. We know the Crows fucking hate the rain. We saw that last week. No one's talking about Geelong being really damaging this year. Last week they had a good week, but I want to see what they do outside of Chin Chin. You know, there's no Chin Chin at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, no.
They've got curries.
Got good curries.
But it's not Chin Chin.
Nachos, obviously.
Nachos, yeah, in the strip joints. The older guys that they have right now, the biggest issue for Geelong is that they're old. They're old, and then they're young, and in the middles, there's not a lot there. So the only way these older guys stay energized is by winning. Mm. Otherwise, you get 3 losses in a row, 4 losses in a row, and you go, you know what? This isn't me anymore. Yeah. I'm 34, you know? Tom Hawkins is tired.
Yeah.
Gary Rowland's tired. Danger's tired. Zach Tui's probably tired when you start losing. I like what LA did in the last quarter last week in the rain, and I think – in the dry, with Tex back, eating some nachos in the strip joint, I'll take LA at the line.
And I think in terms of what you're saying there about sort of possibly feeling fatigue due to age and your body and all that stuff, Adelaide Crows for mine would have to be one of the teams you wouldn't want to face when you're feeling that. Like, no. I think that they are
up and about,
seriously hungry and will push you. Like, even if they're not dominating, they will be on you.
First home game in front of the churches, in the curries, in the hill. They'll be up and about. I love last episode someone wrote in, I didn't mention it, that the Joel Selwood stand was there, and it's very impressive and looked good. And then someone went to the disabled toilet and it was called the Nadia Bartel toilet. So a lot of tributes going around out there in Geelong. This is, speaking of danger game, my danger game of the week, Freer Flagmantle, look out. This is red alert for you. North versus Freo. Fremantle hot after drumming the grand finals in Brisbane at home. North didn't get penetrated as much as we thought they did, but I genuinely think this is a danger game for Freo, for Flagmantle. I don't – if you watch North play, we know they have zero defenders, nothing down back to defend, but they are all guns blazing going forward. It's crazy. Jai Simpkin returns as well, which is always going to help. Freo don't have the big forwards, so not necessarily going to be an issue for North and Toby Pink down back, but I just think this one spells danger. I love that Freo be the absolute dog shit out of Brisbane for three quarters. Sarong, Brayshaw, Jackson, all dangerous. Brayshaw is in his 7th year.
Wow.
Hasn't that flown by?
Yeah.
Flown by. I had 32 last week. Sarong had 46. North have this second year player that we have just taken for granted. Harry Sheasel, ladies and gentlemen. He's played 24 games and he's averaging 27 touches across his career. Nick Dacos playing his 50th, averages 28. And we talk about Nick Dacos like this godlike figure and the best player in the comp. Harry Sheasel is every bit as good and doing the same stuff, but it's for North.
Yeah.
We've taken Harry for granted. We really have. I think North get him. I'm gonna take North on this one. I think they jump him at Marvel.
Yeah, I think that probably helps. I think that I'm willing to get this one wrong no matter which way I go, because we've spoken about the fact that we just don't know what Freo are going to do.
Absolutely
no idea. Last week they could have been revved up, enjoying the home crowd, and then this week, no good. So why not? I'm going to go with you on North.
I think so. I spoke to someone yesterday and they said that the scary thing about North this year is that they will jump teams because they don't care about getting beaten by more than 10 goals. Yep. So they'll attack, attack, attack. And if it's more than 60 points, doesn't matter. Better than being a 10-point loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I think North get them. Hawks v Melbourne. Hawks were brave last week. And Melbourne is just a damn good football team, ladies and gentlemen. They curb stomped the Dogs last week. Their premiership window, which I said was going to close, we pushed that thing wide open. I look like an idiot. They got their swagger back after halftime. All their studs played out of their skin. There's some excitement about what we're doing here. We said, boys, we like beers. We love beers. But maybe for the next 5 months, we put the beers down and we pick up the footballs.
What?
Maybe they said that. Maybe they said that.
Could be something in it.
It's not rocket surgery.
Right.
You know? We had a Hawks fan writing last week saying that they were worse than what the scoreboard said. He said their forwards were a lot worse than just what the scoreboard said at the end of the game.
Interesting.
They were horrible.
That's
horrible.
Honest.
And that was someone who was at the game. It wasn't us.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough for me, the Hawks, for me to tip the Hawks this year. They're better than what I expected, but I just don't see who they jump.
Yeah.
I mean, West Coast and North, they probably might be able to get them, but I don't see after those two teams, I can't see them beating many teams.
Well, I made that mistake last week, so I tipped them over Essendon because I felt like young and hungry and that attitude that we were just speaking about with North probably trumped what feels like somewhat of an early experiment with what Essendon are doing. And I think I learned my lesson there.
Yeah, lesson learned by you.
Yeah, big time.
Sportsbet are giving the Hawks 23.5 of the line, which I think, again, Melbourne should cover that so easily.
Yeah.
They beat Dogs by 50-odd. Okay, we're going Melbourne.
Done.
Sydney-Essendon games have always been close. They're always close, regardless of how the teams are going on the ladder. Brad Scott said that every game this year is going to be a damn slog. Last week was no different. I mean, it's the first game of the year, but the Hawks, they just got there in the end over the line. This one, looking on the outside in, you go, hey, Sydney win, but Essendon are a proud suburb with proud people who love their football. They have been horrible for a long time, but now they might be able to do something at the pointy end. I still think they make finals.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I think they have enough there to make finals. If Stringer keeps doing what he did in round one for the whole year, he's going to be able to write whatever number he wants on this check.
Yeah.
It's a contract year. Stringer loves a contract year. But the Swans are rolling. They got young Dogs in them. And I don't think they're worried about any other team in the comp. And they're just hot.
Oh, they're so hot.
They feel connected to each other.
Yeah.
They embrace each other. So hot, as I keep mentioning. And they're going to march into the ground again.
They what, sorry?
You know how they march into the ground?
Yeah.
They're going to do that again.
I loved it.
What happens when you start losing? Do you keep marching then?
Yeah, I think you do, and that's just sort of more of a gladiator-style entry where, you know, people are throwing stuff at them.
Yeah.
It's that kind of
I mean,
vibe.
It could turn pretty ugly pretty quick, but Sydney, I don't think, realise that they've had the best mid in the comp or one of the top 10 mids in the comp in their team the whole time without realising in Isaac Heaney.
Mm.
He's been playing forward for years now. And he was a mid the whole time.
Yeah.
He didn't have a swan in him. He had a fucking dog in him.
Or he had a black swan.
Yeah, he had a black swan. He was a black swan up forward. And now he said, let me shed this skin. Mm. I'm a dog swan.
I'm more of a Mila Kunis.
I'm half dog, I'm half swan. I've got, my dad's a dog, my mum's a swan, and they made love, and I'm a dog swan.
I'm a swan. Yeah.
I'm a swan.
I'm their swan.
I'm a swan. 5-goal underdogs here, Essendon are. I have no evidence to say that Sydney can't win, but I think it'll be closer than what 550 is for Essendon.
At the SCG? Nah, no chance. This is
his games are close, Ollie. They're always close. They're always closer than you think.
One of those just bizarre little AFL things that they just always are, no matter
Sydney,
where they
I feel like Sydney's hard to have a blowout because the dimensions in the ground.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see many big blowouts on the SCG because everything's so congested.
Yeah, okay.
I think Essendon this game will be closer than 30.5 at the line.
Wow,
that's
okay.
Already been given. I think Sydney still win, but I think that it's going to be closer.
Okay.
Dogs v Suns. Dimmer error. And if you listen to lots of people, Dimmer didn't want to coach this year. He said, I'm not coaching. I was in Europe. I was having fun. I was drinking Aperol spritzers. I was tanning. I was living the life in Europe. And you came and poached me. And now he's got the keys to a team that he's absolutely up and about. Let's see how this team drives when he puts it in the mud down in Ballarat.
Mm.
I don't know how they're going to go down there. It's a different world down there. It's cold. It's windy. The ground dimensions are quite weird.
Have you played there?
I have. Or, aesthetically, it's a weird ground. You can lose the ball in parts of the ground. There's one that has a grandstand side, then the other side's open. The wind gets it. The wind changes in there. It's they love the sun. It's cold down there. I think they played a game there last year and it was close, but the Dogs actually don't mind playing at Maher Stadium. Rao Anderson are in some sort of form and the Suns are just fun to watch at the moment. They're like Adelaide, didn't love leaving the coast last year, were very comfy eating their acai bowls, but the Dogs have some shit going on up forward. There's a lot happening in the Dogs' world that we need to sort out. The questions have been asked, have they changed at all this year? It's hard to go off one game. They looked very much the same as what they did last year. Every team you can kind of say, sort even to West Coast and North, they've gotten better in some sort of area. West Coast have got some soldiers back down back. North, we know, they've just said they're just going for it. They don't care if they lose by 10 goals anymore. The Dogs, I walked away last week going, I don't know what you've changed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Considering that as well, it's crazy to think that, you know, last year they even had Josh Bruce in that forward line as well. So it's sort of no one really knows what's going on.
I still think Norton has to go back or you have to take out Lobb and leave Norton, Jamar, let him go to work up forward.
Yeah.
I think I don't like what they're doing at the moment. So interesting to see what Bevo does there. Bont needs some help. Can we please, for the love of God, get Bont some help? He can't do it by himself. No. He needs someone else to move this footy with him. Riley Sanders, got benched last week, was a sub, had 15 and got subbed. Don't know what that was about. I thought, I think it's the just keep giving him minutes.
Yeah.
I would have. You're already losing. Just give him minutes.
It's true.
I don't have a reason not to pick the Suns.
Well, other than what you said about the stadium.
Other than that.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question would be travel in general. I think the Suns, the team is going to be a team that falls in between your 8th to your 12th.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it work at Marvel? Does it work in Optus? Does it work? Let's see.
And there's something fishy about Ballarat, just so you know. It was their game last year over there for the Dogs when GWS went to town, and their coach, as in their bus, ran out of fuel. Do you remember that? And they were on the sideline for hours.
Really?
Or it broke down.
On the way to the ground?
On the way. So.
Do you reckon they're playing funny buggers there?
That's all.
You're saying the Giants bus broke down?
Yeah, on the way. Yep.
The Dogs are dirty buggers, aren't they?
I can't confirm nor deny, but I know for a fact that that happened.
You're insinuating the Dogs did something.
I'm insinuating potentially the town of Ballarat did something.
Wow. High rate of chlamydia in Ballarat.
Really?
Nah, I made that up. That's not true at all. I don't know. I just feel like saying that. High rate of theft though, or petrol.
Hey, if you feel like it, you can just say it. That's what we're all about.
Chlamydia.
We're not all about chlamydia, but we're all about saying the word if you feel like it, if you need to get off your chest.
It's a fun word to say.
It is.
Richmond v Port. Richmond are competing. I didn't realise this, but Richmond are competing with the F1 and the NBL for the 4 p.m. start time on a Sunday. This stadium at the G will look empty, unfortunately. What a genuine stitch up by the AFL to give Richmond the Sunday game, knowing the F1's in town.
Yeah. And honestly, I think the NBL is probably it's a good shout. Like second game. Jackie's in United. I think it's, yeah.
Tasmanian
no, it's the third game. It'll be the third
It'll
game.
Be third game.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but go to Tassie, come back for it, for Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
NBL is a good product.
It's actually really good.
It's a great product, guys. If you're not watching it, I've been to a couple games thanks to the NBL.
You're at Phoenix. I think I've seen you in a scarf.
I love all the teams, mate. Love the Phoenix. Really? I love the Storm. I love the Victory. I love the
City
36ers.
Yeah.
Love the Warriors.
You'll join me on the Jackie's train this weekend, won't you?
Jackie's train?
Well, we're marching on. Jackie's, all that.
Oh, the Tasmania.
Yeah, Jack Jumpers.
Oh.
No?
You go for them? Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I guess so. I did get scared once. I went to an NBL game and there was a Tasmanian Jack Jumper there. And I was like, oh, what's that scar on the side of your neck?
You can't help yourself, can you?
Bloody head was there. just in case anyone didn't get that. That's where my bloody second head was, mate. Oh, phone's ringing. Hello? Have I told them to follow and subscribe? I just assume that they'd know to do that already, don't they? Like, it's a podcast. I think everyone does that. Oh, they only follow the podcast they like. Okay. I'll tell them right now. Guys, that was just a phone call from the podcast president, and he said that you have to follow and subscribe Dan Does Footy. Please do that right now. When you do that, we get to make an amazing show for you. We'll grow this thing to be as big as we can. We're going to take over all the other sporting networks, podcasts, platforms, radio stations, whatever it is, but we need you to be part of it and join us to help us do that. So please follow and subscribe on whatever service you're on. Thank you. Richmond, I said, yeah, look, Port are always good early in the season. Richmond are as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're always good early teams. The defense of Port looked good last week. I love Radigalia. I love Zerk Thatcher. I love Alialia down the back. I think it looks good as a defensive unit. They're going to win a lot of games this year. Their midfield is underrated. Their whole team is underrated. Rosie, Butters, Ollie Wines, Jason Horne-Francis, Travis Boak is now pinch hitting because he's old.
Yeah.
And he's coming in and doing damage still.
I personally don't think they are underrated. That's why every time when they don't sort of get to that final hurdle, we ask serious questions to Hinkley and to everyone there because they are. They're a bloody good team.
They're good. They need to make that next step. I think you're right. I think what we've figured with Port is we don't care what you do in the season. We know you'll make the finals. What we want to see you do is say, never fucking tear us apart with scars above your head in a home final, possibly two of them, and just make a granny.
Yeah.
That's what I want
just
from
get
you guys.
There. Should be easy.
Should be easy. Richmond, as I said, notoriously good, but the insiders have told me last week, don't let that Carlton game fool you. Richmond This isn't me, guys, so don't fucking come for me. Richmond aren't as good as what that game looked.
Right.
They're saying that was more Carlton being horrifically bad and Richmond just hanging on. Real fingertip in the jumper type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So take of that what you will. I've said all year that this Richmond team gets super skinny after that best 23. You lose Prestia, you lose Gibkiss. Mm-hmm. Bolter now has to go down back, so you've got a one-man army in Lynch up forward. Dusty Martin still up to the same tricks. Shai Bolton doesn't know where he fits in this jigsaw puzzle. I don't know. Port at the G, I think they're good enough now to win at the G on a Sunday at 4 p.m.
Yep. Well, it's a pressure off situation in terms of eyes aren't on them as much as a Friday, Saturday night game at the G.
No. Yeah. No one will really be there.
No.
So no eyes on them, really.
Yeah, no eyes.
No eyes on them. I think Port just get them.
Yep. I like it. Port. I'm with you.
West Coast v Giants jumping in the coffin and getting lowered into the graveyard in Perth for this genuine graveyard shift. Do we think the Eagles can keep this thing under 8 goals? Honestly? No Oscar Allen now?
Well, yeah, that doesn't help. I mean, we were having this exact conversation last week, though, going into the Giants-North game, and it wasn't as bad as we thought.
But I did say that Port were bad in front of goals, 16-24.
Right.
No Oscar Allen. Last week was good. 50-point losses, we'll take those this year, but they don't have a lot going for them at the moment. They're about to drop Andrew Gaff. He had 4 touches. He'll go and have 70 in the waffle. That will answer no questions that Adam Simpson has of him.
Yeah.
How many games does Adam Simpson have generally left in him until they say, we've seen enough here of this stuff? This is a shit train of results happening. Does he get sacked this year?
Well, I think probably I would have thought that that decision would have easily been made halfway through last year. I think the fact that he's starting the season is pretty – it's a bit of a statement that they go, look, just see what you can do just right now.
I mean, it'd be 2 years of just the same shit. And I feel for West Coast fans because out West, they love their football.
Mm.
We know Flagmantle and how crazy that is. West Coast fans are even just as more diehard. Mm-hmm. And I hate going to games knowing that West Coast is going to get pounded. As soon as that bounce gets balled up in the middle, the first second starts, you know it's a 50-point loss.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win business. It's a win business. You need to win to stay in your job.
Yeah.
You need to win as a player. Yeah,
very true.
So I don't think he has many more losses in him. I think he's in danger this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's absolutely probably the number one candidate to be sacked first.
Pole position to lose a job, which is, he doesn't have any players there to help him out at the moment. But the Giants, they're the best team in the comp. They're looking to blow them out last year. I wanted a genuine foot in the throat operation last week against a North. I didn't get that. Going out West, this is another opportunity to put the foot on the throat and say, okay, here we go. 43.5 points is the line in this game. That's a lot of points in an AFL game. That's a lot. Harley Reid's going to get better. That's a positive for West Coast. I just think the Giants blow them out.
Yep.
I think it's 10 goals.
Yep, it's going to be ugly.
I really do. Guys, DDF's multi of the week with Sportsbet. If you're going to have a punt with anyone this weekend, do it with the right people. Do it with the great people of Sportsbet. We like St Kilda to do the job on the Wounded Magpies in Thursday night footy at the MCG. On Friday night, we like Adelaide going back home to the City of Churches to do a job on the Old Cats. We also like Melbourne. Their premiership window is wide open again. They'll take care of Hawthorn. Port Adelaide, their power is running hot. It's running on. They'll do it easily against Richmond. And Sydney, they're just hot in general. They got young studs. They're going to keep this train rolling. They'll beat Essendon quite easily. Okay, we ask for your fan voice of the round right now. Robert Mahal, Monu. Honourable loss, what does that mean? You're a nice loser, Tigers fan.
Yeah.
That's fair. I don't like the term honourable loss.
What don't you like about it?
Honourable.
Just the word honourable.
Yeah, because it's not really, is it? Like a loss is a loss.
Yeah,
how
that's
can
true.
You be honourable in defeat?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're right.
Yeah.
I've not thought about it.
M-Sinks, red light, green light. Umpires go back to wearing white and goal umpires have a top hat.
Yeah, it's a big green light.
Yeah, love that. Green light for me. Get them back in white.
Yeah.
The top hat for the goal umpire is unreal.
I reckon it's the hat, but for mine, it's more the butcher's coat that they would wear. That was
great.
Better.
It was elite. Bring it back. Yeah. Bring it back. Another red light, green light by Dotty _. Fuck off the bounce and throw it up. I don't see the need for a bounce. There's only four. I mean, they do it after every goal, so that's wrong. It's the only one thing that we've kept in the game from the very start mm-hmm. of AFL.
I don't mind the fact that right now that if they stuff it up, they'll go, oh, look, I'll throw it up. So, like, on average, it's pretty good.
It is.
Like,
but it's the equivalent of say, for another sport that does the same thing, basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The referee going, I didn't like how high I threw that in the air. Can we bring it back, please?
That's true.
Or in soccer, the ref putting it on the ground saying, oh, actually, when you guys did that thing, when you kicked it at each other, then gave it back to your teammate, I didn't put it in the right spot on the line, so let's bring that back.
Yeah, or coin toss. Sorry, I wanted heads.
Yeah, coin toss. It didn't actually go high enough for my liking. Yeah, okay. Another one, I don't remember who wrote it in, but I saw before we started jumping on the pod, was fuck off the throw-ins and last team that touches it. I don't like that. That's a red light for me.
Well, I mean, that completely changes.
Last team that touches it means the other team gets it. Other team,
like soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that probably inherently changes so many rules.
Yeah.
So I'm not into that. Yeah. We like tweaking to improve, but not changing the whole concept of the sport.
Hey, insider information here by, I don't want to say his name unless he works there. Okay. Starts with a D, ends with an N. That means nothing to anyone. Marvel Stadium ground will be looking pretty ordinary for Saturday. Only just finished laying grass.
Ooh.
Wow. Had the big debacle of the knees there all that time ago.
Yeah.
All they're doing, wasn't it Marvel that needed the grass to be laid so late? Someone play that Pink. Or she Marvel.
Bloody Pink. Was it Pink too.
Fucking Pink. She's banned from the podcast. Regan Bradshaw, it feels like a snooze fest of a round. Not the worst call. This round on paper isn't great.
It's actually a pretty good call.
It's a very boring round. I think the Thursday night primetime game is probably the pick of the lot, but the rest is a genuine graveyard of a round. West Coast Giants, graveyard, Richmond Port, Dogs, Suns in Ballarat,
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. You know. Sydney Essendon could be okay.
Yeah.
Because Sydney are hot. Hawks Melbourne, North Freo, great call.
It's pretty spot on, isn't it?
Yeah, gross round. Great call by you. And Andre Amorin, Caleb Sarong needs surgery after discovering 46 dogs in his chest. Yep. That's great.
Really good.
That is great. That's our round review, guys. I just wanted to say that, guys, we cannot thank you enough for allowing us to be part of your mornings, your afternoons, your evenings, wherever or however you listen to us. This is literally probably the worst AFL Insight podcast to get your news and reviews and previews, but we love that we're part of your life. We love being inside of you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much. We're still high up on the charts there. We're doing crazy numbers at the back end. Please, please, please keep liking, subscribing, sharing, whatever it is. Thank you for buying in, and we will see you all next week.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.